Talking about the land reform ambassador, some officials in the government are saying that America reneged on its pledge to provide $75 million every year for the first 10 years of Zimbabwe's independence when nationalists were negotiating for a political settlement. What happened to that pledge?
Well, I've never heard of that number. Lancaster House, United States, and Britain did pledge and did provide funding for the initial 10 years. But what you have to look at is the United States in the intervening 36 years has provided over $2.6 billion to Zimbabwe. We continue to be the largest donor by far. Right now you have a terrible drought going on. We are giving $55 million to stem the drought, the challenges people have in getting food, food insecurity. Again, we are the largest donor in that. We're doing many things that I would hope that is highlighted. Yesterday was World Malaria Day. The United States has given over $14.5 million to combat malaria in the last 10 months. Last week, I was privileged to go to Matabeleland North, to Gwanda, to see real work on the ground where we are working to provide dams to people to help prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV/AIDS through proper breastfeeding, food distribution. All of those things have been gifts of the United States people. Clearly, you yourself know that we built a lot of the teachers' colleges, helped to add to the University of Zimbabwe. In fact, in that 10-year period that you're talking about, in 1 year, we gave $100 million to the Department of Education for construction of buildings. So our assistance has been long and deep. It remains that way. We're so excited about President Obama's Washington Mandela program, where so many fellows are able to come to the United States from Zimbabwe. We think our programs are wide and deep and affect changing lives, not only in the HIV/AIDS affected community, but facilitating scholarships, awarding fellowships, having these robust programs that really affect the average person on the ground.